Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. This is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin, your hosts. And we are this week talking about going into this next year. Can you believe it's already going to be 2023?
Unbelievable, but I'm ready for it and I'm excited. I'm just hoping that this isn't like 2019 where we were like all just walking into 2020 like, this is going to be great. New year, new me. And then bam, it was crazy.
It was crazy.
Right? I think that this is going to be totally different. And we're a little bit more prepared, right? I mean, this year, 2023, there's not a lot that could happen that would be just completely surprising, right? Like, I mean, I think that we've all been on our toes enough that we're still on our toes now. And we're ready for some pivots and we're ready for some excitement. We're ready for a fun year. We're ready to really, there's a lot of sometimes the unknown can be a little bit scary and anxious, but really for this anticipation, it's a real thin line and it's this real just 10 millimeter switch, so to speak, of saying, no, I'm not anxious about it. I'm actually excited. And that's the anticipation right now is the excitement of 2023.
You know, you go back to talking about 2019, 2020, and one of the things we're going to talk about today is just having a vision for what you want your year to look like. I think so often people walk into that next year and they maybe set a goal or two, but they don't have a real vision around who they are as a family, what their business is, their mission, vision, purpose, right?
Right.
And I know going into 2020, you know, nobody was prepared for what happened, but we still had a really great year in 2020. In fact, business-wise, our business did really well and grew. Family-wise, we went on some amazing trips. We shifted gears a little bit. We didn't drive around and fly around on airplanes. We bought a large travel van,
right.
And when we traveled, I remember even when we got to Memorial Day weekend, we decided like let's find a place that's relatively open and let's go and as a family and we ended up finding a hotel with like a little water park.
Yeah,
and we had to drive to Alabama to go do that.
Yeah.
But because we had already set our intentions for the year as far as our mission, vision, and purpose, even though the year looked very different, we as a family still hit a lot of our benchmarks for what we were trying to pull off.
Yeah. And, okay. So this is really, it's an interesting conversation because this isn't just for like businessy type people, right? Like the idea of setting intention behind what your mission is, what's your vision for your life and what your purpose for your life is, both individually and then as a family. If you're married and if you have kids, if you're married with no kids, if you're married with kids, you have a family and there has to be intention set around that too. So a lot of people talk about the mission of their business, right? Yeah. Like you can walk into Whole Foods and you can look on the wall and you can see core values, right? I was like, it's one of the games I like to play with myself sometimes is going into a place and like looking on the walls and seeing, I was in Fresh Market the other day and I was like, oh, there's their core value statement. And there's just kind of tucked away, on one side on one wall. But I love going in places and looking for where their core value statement is, where their mission statement is, where does that live? Because a lot of times it's very common these days where you can go in and you can see that on the wall of a business. And a lot of people don't translate that right to their personal life, that inside of your personal life, you, not as a business, not as a, ROI and P&L sheets and blah, 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 blah. Like I'm talking about you as a human being, that you were put here for a purpose, that you have a mission in your life, that there's a vision, that God has a vision over your life of what you're doing and where you're going. And you getting in alignment with that is crucial to how you're living your life.
Yeah. So this conversation was supposed to be about goal setting. And we honestly, before the podcast today, we're like, you know what? So often people set goals, like you owned a gym for, a decade. And so often people set goals. And our busiest time in our gym was March. People had already given up their goals by February.
Right.
And they either had to face the fact that they weren't going to achieve them, or they had to go hire, you know, a coach to get them there.
Right.
So when it comes to goals, I think that we don't always like set tons of goals, but we do set our vision, our mission, our purpose for our life. And then we set some targets that we want to hit that go along with that. But I think if it was just setting goals, I mean, like, oh, I want to travel 5 times this year, I want to do this. Like, if we don't have a mission statement behind it, it becomes a lot harder to do that.
Well, you forget why you're doing it. And listen, that is a fun fact, right? Like you think that the busiest time of year for a gym, for a gym would be January, right? And that could be true for some gyms. I don't know. I didn't own every single gym on the planet, but I can tell you right now, for the gym that I owned, that was incredibly busy, that, you know, we had personal training and we had CrossFit, the by far busiest time of the year for us was March. And it was March because people set those goals in January. And, you know, you can talk about all the goals. You can talk about SMART goals, and you can talk about, you know, oh, you got to make your goals this intricate, and you got to do it like this, and this is how you're going to keep your goals, right? But motivation is momentary, right? Motivation just on its own, living on an island, not connected to anything else. I mean, listen, I homeschool my kiddos, right? And I, when we sit down and we take a spelling test and I want my kids to remember how to spell a word, I have to attach it to something else. Right? Like, I got to walk them through like a story or like a funny thing. Like, I need to attach it to something else in their mind so that it's not just rote memorization that they've just like repeated it 97 times. And so now that they get it, because I don't have 97 times to go through this with them, right? Like, I got, you know, 10 minutes to go through a couple spelling words. So I'm going through them and I'm trying to attach it to other things to make it more connected in their mind so that it stays with them longer. And this is a similar principle, right, in goal setting, is that if you just sit down and you're like, well, I want to be, you know, a Miss America, and I want to go on 27 trips, and I want to make $2 million. And, you know, that those are my goals. Like, wow. Okay. I mean, I, you know, how are you going to do that? I guess you can start writing a roadmap, you know, blah, blah, blah. But things are going to fizzle out pretty quickly because it's not really attached to anything else. They're just random things that you're grabbing out of the sky and you're saying, I want that. And goals shouldn't be just, I want that. Right? There should be this plan, this intrinsic plan is once you're deeply connected to that mission of your life, the vision that you have over the future, your purpose and your identity, then the goals become very, I don't want to say easy because it's still hard work, but they become very clear. And all we're asking for in your year, not perfection, we're asking for clarity. Clarity is the key.
It's good. I like that. You mentioned the part about, you know, fizzling out, energy fizzling out, that there's actually been studies done where they showed that like motivation and self, you know, drive and even discipline to some degree are diminishing resources.
Yes.
That the longer time goes on, the harder it is to really stay motivated, that it's got to be tied to something bigger. So going back, so like for us, and I just saw this recently, one of our max living doctors, it was Dr. Nick Wilson. We went into his house and you were talking about mission, vision, you know, and the statement. They had their kind of mission statement laid out on a whiteboard through the entrance that they come into their house all the time. And there was some neat ones on there. One of them was, one of their values was practicing poverty.
Yeah.
Which I liked. And what they meant by that is fasting and taking time of fasting away from things.
Yes.
Whether it's fasting from technology, from even food. And then along with practicing poverty was regularly camping.
Yeah.
Like getting outside and camping and doing things to practice, like not having all of the
accoutrements.
Yeah. All the things that we become so, you know, attached to and used to. So I thought that was a neat one that they have a vision for their life. That is, you know, we practice doing things so that it helps us create gratitude over, you know, the things that they do have. Another one was getting to bed early and waking up early. Like that was just a principle that they live by. So that when you put all these together, you could get a picture and a snapshot of who they are. And not that they're doing these perfectly, but really who they want to be and who they're trying to be as a family.
Right.
And then I'm sure they have a bigger overarching vision of like where they want to go that year or 5 years or 10 years from now.
Absolutely. And listen, I love this because many, many, many years ago when our kids were very tiny, we came up and we said, listen, a mentor of ours said, every single day, people are going to be telling kids, your kids, who they are. Every single day. There's a kid on the bus that's, you know, going to say something about like, make fun of your last name or just, you know, say something silly or like try to tell you who you are that's different, right? And maybe it's kids in the lunchroom or maybe it's at recess or maybe, you know, like maybe it's on a basketball team. Who knows? Who knows where it is? But there are little kids and sometimes adults that are speaking into your kids on a daily basis and telling them who they are. And some of them are good and some of them are bad. And for us, we said early on, we are going to be speaking over our kids regularly. And we are going to have a Berlin family statement about who you are as people, who you are as kids. And we want you to have it so ingrained in you that you can say it from memory at any given moment. Yeah. So you could walk up to any one of our kids at any given moment and you can say, what is a Berlin? And for the boys, they would tell you, Berlins are gentlemen, champions, and sons of the Most High God and protectors of the Berlin women. Those are the things that are ingrained deeply in their heart, yeah. Right? And then our daughter has her own Berlin statement that she says too, right? And in addition to that, there's been other kids that we have, you know, been mentors to and just loved dearly in our lives. And we've also spoken statements over them as well, where we've said, hey, you know, take this. And we've spoken sometimes a similar one to our own kids or given them their own that they've hadn't spoken it into their lives so that they knew who they were, right? Because knowing who you are is essential in the vision of your life. And I love that like forecasting vision over yourself and your family is huge, right? And that Berlin motto, I mean, gosh, babe, how many years ago did you do that now? Probably 10?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
That came on the heels of actually reading a book that inspired me to do that, that just talked about like kids need to know the direction that they're headed and that they need to know their steps along the way and benchmarks along the way. And the book was called Raising a Modern Day Knight. And we pulled that statement out of there that every squire had some sort of a statement that defined their life before they became a knight. But I think if we take this back and we go, okay, here's the beautiful thing is you get to create your life, right? Like you get to. And so often people, I think they feel trapped or stuck, like when it comes to work or when it comes to certain things. But you know, there's the old saying that people everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. You have the same 24 hours that, you know, Einstein and and Edison and, you know, name whoever it is, like, you know, that would inspire you, but you have the same 24 hours they had. It's just in how we utilize it and then also the vision we have for it. So I think you know, just having a vision for what you want to do, having that, my favorite is the 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. You know, because I think it's Tony Robbins used to say that people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in 10. So I think there's this idea of sometimes we get these grandiose plans. Like I have a patient that this year she's lost 107 pounds. I mean, that's remarkable. Right, and I think that's amazing. But she actually didn't set a goal to lose 107 pounds. Her first goal was like 40 pounds.
Right.
And then she just kept going. So I think sometimes people can get these grandiose plans of like what they want to do in a year. Like, I want to lose 100 pounds this year. I'm going to lose, or whatever it is.
Right.
But they don't have a vision for what they want their life to look like 5 or 10 years down the road. And that's really what I want to encourage people to do is like set a goal for this year. That's great. Set a few goals for this year. But I want you to spend time. I want you to spend 10 or 15 minutes really thinking about what you want your life to look like 5 or 10 years from now. Because once you settle that vision of what you want your life to look like 5 or 10 years from now, then each year is just, you know, 1/5 or 1/10 of a step in that direction. And it's amazing how much you can accomplish when you have that 30,000 foot view, that longer term vision. I'm even doing it this week. I'm going to a camp that half the time that we spend at this camp is, you know, sitting down with other Max Living doctors and students and going through and doing some of this, you know, mindset visioneering stuff for our practice. You know, I know one of our goals is to have our practice. So work goals is to have our practice double in size over the next about year to year and a half. We're building a new building. Another goal of ours is to have many more offices around the town of Cincinnati so we can spread Max Living and Chiropractic throughout the metro Cincinnati area. So these are, you know, big things that would seem daunting inside of a year, but when you just chip away at them over, you know, time, that like having that long-term vision can really help. Now, if I'm going to have 6 or 7 practices in Cincinnati over the next 10 years, I need to start getting to bed earlier.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. It's like, what am I doing right now?
Right.
What are the things that, so we call these toward and away values.
Yes.
So when you have this vision, the next step is writing down your vision, writing down where you want to go, what you want to do. And then you got to write down the things right now that you do, that the habits you have that move you toward that goal or away from that goal. So yes. This is where you go down and you start evaluating your sleep. You start to look at your nutrition. You start looking at your relationships. You start looking at your schedule and how many minutes are you spending at work, and really accounting for this. That's a great tool. Can you look it up exactly how many hours a week? It's 160 something or other.
Yeah.
But one of the great tools is actually accounting for every minute of your week. This sounds crazy. But if you sit down, start with Monday, go, what do I usually do during Monday? I wake up at this time. I spend 10 minutes brushing my teeth and getting ready. Yep. I jump in the shower and try to literally go through Monday and write down on average where you spend every minute of the day.
168 hours.
Okay, 168 hours. Then move on to Tuesday. Then move on to Wednesday. And then and give it a time limit. So like I'm in the shower 10 minutes and then I get out of the shower and I get dressed and that takes me 15 minutes. And then I try to go from beginning to end and write down every minute of your day. So then you're going to repeat that with Tuesday, with Wednesday, with, you know, and then when you add it all up, the interesting thing is for so many people, and I'm literally saying, think of everything that you do. I'm in the car for 15 minutes on the way to work and 15 minutes on the way back. And then I take the kids to practice a few days a week and that's this. And so once you have your whole week written down, frequently people will add up all their time and they're missing like 40 hours or 50 hours.
Right.
I've seen people missing more than that. And what it means is that there is a lot of unaccounted for time that gets burned up in between things. And we have the ability to accomplish so much, but sometimes it goes back to these little details like, what time do you actually go to bed? What time do you actually wake up? You know, do you have a routine?
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying that everybody has to have every minute, you know, perfectly war planned out.
Right.
I am saying that if you want to accomplish more, you have to have a better record and understanding of where you spend your days and your minutes.
Absolutely. I love that. I mean, that's what we call a war plan.
And are they in accordance with what your vision for your life is?
Sorry. Absolutely. Are they moving you toward that direction? And we can get to the war plan. Here's one thing that we talk about: getting to that war plan, identifying where you're spending your time, and then taking that and let's break down. There's 8 different areas of your life, right? That we like to just take account of, take a look at, pick it up, look under the rock, dust it off, see how it's going. The spiritual, personal, marriage, family, health, social, financial, and professional. 8 different areas.
You're going to want to go back and rewind and write those down.
Right? Grab a pen, grab a thing. I'll read them to you one more time. Spiritual, personal, marriage, family, health, social, financial, and professional. You go through those and you rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. How is it going? Where is it at? I know we sat down at the end of 2020 and we did this exercise and we said, spiritually speaking, we got to find a church. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like we had been attending a church that, you know, had shut down and it closed up and we couldn't go back in there anymore and blah, 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 blah. And we sat down and we said, and that part of our drill in December was we got to find, like, this feels lacking. Love God, love prayer, love reading the Bible, love doing all those things, but we're not regularly attending a church right now because of what happened during COVID. And we said, we got to commit to a church.
Yep.
And what did we do? The very first weekend of January, we walked in and we found a church to commit to, because of the intention that we set in December. So you go through those, you rank where you're at, and then you look at, like, what do I need to level up on? Like, what needs some more time and attention? And then you look in that war plan and you say, okay, so how am I going to dedicate time to that?
So we draw that out, that exercise is a wheel. And if you imagine a wheel and the wheel had 8 spokes, right? Or you have the center and you know, the wheel has 8 spokes. Each one of those, what do you call those? Values. Each one of those values would represent 1 spoke on the wheel.
Right.
And then starting with the center is 0 and the outside is 10. You go down each line, you name each one of those lines and you say, hey, this line is personal. This line is spiritual. This line is professional. And then what you do is you mark tick marks on there from 0 to 10. and you decide, you give a number to where you feel like you're at. You know, are you in your health? Are you a two or are you a six? How happy are you with your health? And this is, you do this with your spouse. You can do this together, but you can also do it individually.
Right.
Like, you know, one of you might be a six in your health and the other one's an eight in your health. One of you might feel, even in marriage, it's funny. One can be a three and one could be a seven, but it helps bring you on the same page of like, why is that?
Right.
And then what you look at is you just look at the balance of the wheel. And the idea to some degree is that you want to see that wheel as round as possible.
Right.
And when it's not round, there's an area that's lacking. It gives you a very good, you know, view of like, hey, where are we at in this area? And what do we do to improve on this? So then you go through and you go through spiritual, personal, marriage, family, health, social, financial, and professional. And you just write down what are some things like, and this is fun. It doesn't have to be well thought out per se in terms of like perfect words. Just write down some sentences, 2 to 3 words on like what you want in that area and go through each one and then go, all right, like what are some things, again, going back to toward and away values, what are some things that would move us towards that? What are some things that are currently moving us away from that? And this helps to create vision over your life so you can see, hey, these are some things we want to work on together as a family. Here's some things we want to work on professionally. Here, you know, in my health, here's something I want to work on. One for me this year, I set a big goal that strength was going to be a big goal for me.
Right.
That being a male at 41 years old and, you know, hearing all this stuff like men and their testosterone dropping over a certain age. And, you know, I wanted to stay strong, in fact, get stronger. So I set a goal this year to go pursue some coaching and get coaching and strength. And it's been awesome. But then I set some goals, some specific goals with that. My gym made me set some goals and, you know, one of them was like a 400-pound back squat, and I'm within about 87% of that.
It's amazing.
And I set a goal for a 450-pound deadlift. I'm right there, about 90% of that. I wouldn't have gotten there if I didn't have those goals, and I wouldn't have established those goals if I didn't have a bigger overarching goal, which was I'm going to be stronger in 2022 than I was in 2021.
Right.
And, you know, my goal for next year is I'm going to continue the strength thing, but now I really want to also, you know, get in better cardiovascular shape and really mobility for me and keeping strong and really agile at the same time. So a goal for mine in this next year is to keep this level of strength, but then also work on those other aspects of really my mobility, flexibility, and cardiorespiratory health.
I love that. And you can look up the life wheel online and you can find lots of different places that'll walk you through how to use the life wheel, how to set it up, what the exercise look like. But I think you get a really good idea from what Ryan just described to you and a really good description of what that looks like. And a wonky wheel doesn't spin right, right? So it is. It's all about balance in those areas. Okay, so you do all of those things.
I can't hear wonky without thinking of the wonky donkey. Our daughter's been playing this song at our house.
Yes.
And if your kids haven't watched this yet, you might regret showing it to them in the future, but it's pretty hilarious.
Oh my gosh, wonky it's donkey. So funny. No, I love that one. No, I love it. I love it. Okay, so you take this war plan, you take that life wheel, and then you take a 12-month calendar. Here's the last step that we do. We take a 12-month calendar, we look at it, and we just lay out the calendar.
Yeah. So what goes on that calendar? Birthdays go on that calendar. Vacations go on that calendar. Seasons of work go on that calendar. Like, hey, we're going to be coming off of vacation. So we're going to spend, you know, and then we have this other, you know, thing 6 weeks later. So we're going to spend these middle 5 weeks just loading that up with some stuff work related. And, you know, for us, our business is we're self-employed. So we're creating marketing events and doing things, putting them on the calendar. So we're mapping out what our, you know, our professional and our personal lives look like and our family lives. Like, hey, the kids are in basketball, you know, these months right here. So this is probably not going to be a great time to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. You know, and it's just, it helps us to get it all. So we try to just get it all on the calendar. And here's the thing. It can shift, it can move, and frequently it does.
Right.
That, you know, the only way it's guaranteed not to go usually is the, you know, everything
exactly,
that's on the calendar.
Right, exactly.
You know, we shift and move some things, but at least you have vision over where you're shifting them and where you're moving those things.
But I will say that are that things I do not like to be, I don't like to be trapped into a circumstance, right? So for me, the first time I was like, oh gosh, I don't know if I want to lay out the entire 12 years of the calendar because
12 months.
Yeah. 12 years would be a really long time. The 12 month calendar, because I don't know that I want to either A, commit or get pigeonholed into something, or that's the only thing that I'm allowed to do that year. And now it doesn't happen. And what I have found out is that with this discipline has come freedom. Right. And like, because of the discipline that we've put into scheduling the time, making the important things, that we have had more freedom, that we've had more purpose, we've had more intention, that there's been less of like, why are like, oh, we didn't hang out with our family, you know, our extended family, and we didn't spend time with this group of people that, and we ended up spending time with like these random, you know, blah, 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 that like, why are we spending our time here? And really what we got to do is we got to own that time, and we got to say, we love the people that we love and we want to invest into, we've loved and invested into. And the things that we wanted to make sure we did with the kids, we did. And there weren't those regrets at the end of the year. Like, well, you know what? We just didn't have time for it. And so we didn't end up doing it. We put time into it. We put intention to it. We put thought into it. And so we accomplished the things we wanted to because of that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. Well, I think there's always a state of constant reevaluation. You know, I think every year sitting down and planning out your next year is also a great time to look back and reflect on the year before.
Yes.
Did we, you know, I mean, and here, this, there's just a reality of this. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Did we spend our time intentionally with the type of people that we want our lives to reflect, that, you know, or be similar to? Did we have somebody that we were mentoring with? Did we, were we a mentee of somebody's? You know what I mean?
Where
those are things that we're always looking back on going, all right, so how do we change that for next year? Did you gain weight this past year?
Right.
Did you lose weight this past year? Where are you heading? What direction are you heading? And what do you want to see keep changing for your life?
Right.
Marriage. How is that going? Relationally, you know?
Right.
Are you hitting all the marks you want to hit? With goals and even there. And this is something that really blows me away. And I know this isn't a marriage podcast, but some people don't have goals for their marriage. I mean, don't have goals for intimacy, don't have goals for, this is a time where you and your spouse sit down and you make some intentions around that.
Right.
You know, with your kids, do you have dates with the kids?
Yes.
You know, is it weekly? Is it biweekly? Or is it just happening haphazardly or not happening at all because you're not deciding that? Taking one day a year. And I personally think that taking the time, like this is a fun getaway thing sometimes.
Yes.
You know, we used to do it over lunch. We used to carve out a couple hours over lunch.
Right.
Another fun one is having a spa day.
Yes.
Go and get a massage, and they have the quiet rooms in the spa where like you and your wife can sit down, maybe even open up, grab some coffee or open up a bottle of champagne, whatever it is, and spend a couple hours there. Sometimes like stack services. You can, you know, we could go get a massage earlier, and then once you finish, reward yourself with whatever after that, you know, or even going out to eat later that evening. Some people we know actually go away and do this. They'll go away to a hotel for a few days and they'll spend a weekend visioneering. So there's no set way to do it. But if you want to have an intentional life, you have to do it. So setting a goal. Great. We want you guys to set goals. Following the SMART method, S-M-A-R-T, you know, look it up, and having measurable, attainable, time, you know, constrained goals. Those are all good. But Ashley and I personally think that setting a vision and setting just really parameters of your core values and what your life should look like, and then mapping that out time-wise on paper and on a calendar is just such a successful practice for you guys to do over the course of your next year.
Absolutely. And this is going to set you up for an absolutely remarkable 2023. What a year, what excitement, what anticipation going into it. I could not be more excited. And we are excited for your health, for your life, for your marriage, for your family, for your finances, for your career, for all of those things to rise in 2023.
This has been another episode of the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.